see, I have some inside audio. Something to discuss with you. On the private talk and text line.
Pipe Jim?
It is Pipe Jim this time.
Hey!
Now, Pipe Jim, frequent contributor to the private talk and text line, the sound engineer and a very good friend of mine, but the sound engineer for Pat McCurdy, legendary Wisconsin musician. He knows a thing or two about sound, right? This would qualify as his area of expertise. He says there has to be an effects processor in the studio that Jesse could use on our vocals for wanting to be, say, creepy Halloween vocals. He said, although you guys tried to do it on your own, it's pretty funny. So, Jesse, here's my question. I don't want to make your life a living hell. Because Lord knows we do that already.
Is it going to be more work for Jesse?
I don't know, actually. Do we have some sort of machine that modulates your voice? Because I know that we have a lot of people who are sound aficionados. Dennis in Nashville, who sometimes walks while he's calling us, is a music producer in Nashville. Like, he's at the top of his field there. I mean, he's done albums for a lot of country acts that Tausch would know. He has auto-tuned, is that the word I'm looking for? My voice when we've played Wildy Karaoke. And I've sung a song on the radio. He's taken it and actually made me sound less pitchy dog, as Tausch likes to say, or off key. So as you sit with your two phone lines in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios, do we have the technology to modulate our voices to sound creepy? Or are we going to have to keep doing it on our own?
I have this cup that I use for Bane. That's about it, though. Low budget operation.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I'll pass it along for 22.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't know, because if we do that and can spookify our voices, then we're going to have to play that game more. And I love playing games on the show. I'm going to say right now, that is my least favorite game we play.
Matt Coonan texted in, can't wait to play Stupid or Cupid around the Super Bowl. Great
now
idea.
Now that's funny. Now that one I want to play.
Me neither, Coon Dog.
Meanwhile,
Harbor or Arbor?
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, all this is going on. Jesse's so focused on using his Bane voice with his coffee mug, but not enough time to dump it out. Had to do it with liquid in it and then spilled some on himself. And then took a drink after he got done.
That's classic Bane.
I just refilled moments ago. Probably why I screwed up that sports center. Said Milwaukee Packers.
So we can keep Bane. He's still a villain. But I had a friend text me yesterday about our friend Frank Caliendo. As we've talked about, Jesse's not going to do his John Gruden. He could still do his Jay Gruden, at least until something comes out of the Washington football team emails about him.
Nobody ever thought you were doing John Gruden's voice. We all thought it was Jay Gruden.
Well, we're still going to wait for the investigation to conclude. I think that's probably the right play there.
He also does a Schefter, who's gotten caught up in this. I don't know if he does a Dan Snyder.
Rough week for Caliendo, yeah.
So the text that I got was, can we make sure that there haven't been any inappropriate emails sent to the Washington football team by Morgan Freeman? And I said that would affect both Tausch and Caliendo, because that's the only one Tausch does.
Yeah, that's my only one. I am looking forward to, but when Aaron Rodgers eventually does leave the Green Bay Packers, hopefully in 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and we're still doing the show, I will. Morgan Freeman will come out for that one.
I guess I just missed my invitation.
Can we make sure Kermit the Frog hasn't been involved in any of this either? Just got to make sure.
Someday we'll find them, Daniel Snyder's emails. Tausch, it is my understanding, I was not listening at the time, I was doing my personnel review, but apparently you were catching a little bit of criticism or some shots from our buddy Chewy this morning.
I did,
Jen,
yeah.
Gabe, and Chewy?
Unfortunately, I enjoy listening to their show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7 to 9, 94.5. I was not unable to catch them this morning, but I did hear from people that he, in essence, said that right tackle is the lamest job. Jesse has the audio. Let's have him play it, and then we'll react.
This has to happen in about 12 seconds.
By you?
By me.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Man, right? How did you make 3 Pro Bowls?
I know. Lucky. But that's every position's mindset. Now, obviously, some positions, like, I don't want to bag on Tausch at all, but right tackle is probably the easiest position to play on the field. I could play right tackle today.
This feels like something we should move on from.
I'm telling you, it's easy.
Yeah,
okay, you got a DN there, I block him. If not, I block the backer, right?
With all due respect, Chewy, screw you! Chewy, come on, man. Yeah, Chewy. Listen, Chewy's fun. You tell me that the easiest job is to try and block Javon Kearse and Julius Peppers from killing your quarterback, where Chewy, from a blocking standpoint, and nobody expects a tight end to make a block. Hey, you know what? You're not a great blocker. Well, we'll just slide you out. Why don't you run a 4-yard curl pass and then get into a fetal position and don't get hit? Like, come on, Chew. Like, that's crazy talk. Right tackle's the easiest spot? Are you insane?
On Packers Hall of Famer crime.
That's crazy.
We're going to try and get Chewy. We need to work.
Right tackle is probably the easiest position to play on the field. I could play right tackle today.
Okay. Hey, Chewy, you would be killed. You may actually have to go to the hospital if you played right tackle right now. And Chewy's in great shape. I've seen Chewy. It's been a while, but since Chewy is still, he's a big, strong dude.
Yeah.
He would be obliterated if he's playing right tackle.
I could play right tackle today.
No, you couldn't, Mark. No.
We're going to try and track Chewy down because we want to work through this. We do not want Hall of Famer on Hall of Famer crime.
I'm not going to fight with Chewy. All I'm going to say is that is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard him say.
You may not like what Chewy said, but you love Wisconsin-based companies that do good works, and that's exactly what Dave Jones Inc. is doing with Dave's Fave Cinnamon Whiskey.
And you guys know I love the state of Wisconsin, and I especially love locally owned companies that give back to the community. That's why I want to tell you about Dave Jones Inc., a Wisconsin-based company that is raising money for UW Health and the American Family Children's Hospital. Dave's Fave Cinnamon-flavored whiskey. It's available at liquor stores, grocery stores. Best part of the whole deal, 100% of the proceeds go towards the Children's Hospital. Support local companies like Dave Jones who support their local community. Go to their Facebook page, Dave's Fave Cinnamon Flavored Whiskey, to find a full list of its availability.
We will try to track
Jason,
down
what
Chewy.
Spot do I you make... think, what spot do you think is the easiest? Long snapper is the easiest. You got to be able to snap. Punting, I would say, is right there. But strictly from a, I think just playing a defensive end position, that's a lot easier than playing offensive.
Sure.
Tackle.
I would agree.
I don't want to bag on Tausch at all, but
why would a right tackle job be easier than a right or left guard job would be my question.
They're
think
all
about that.
Tough. Like it's right. It's Chewy. I don't understand. Chewy was asked to block Reggie White. He was asked to block some of these defensive ends. That doesn't happen anymore, unless you're the big dog, Mercedes. They don't have the guys doing that.
I don't want to bag on Pausch at all.
We will see if we can track down Chewy. He's probably working out, from what I understand, because he's big and strong still. I think he's north of 50 now, and he's still in great shape, and he says he can play right tackle right now.
I could play right tackle today.
There you go. We'll find out if we can track him down next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
2 years are just like that. My head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never.
Our search for Chewy has been fruitless thus far.
I gotta rewire this brain.
Must be really getting a lengthy workout in this morning.
Well, he's coming back to play right tackle, so
they better be ready.
Probably pushing cars and hand cleaning.
So you're an easy guy to get along with. I mean, not after Elderberry necessarily, not after Freddie and Fitzsimmons fill-in opportunities.
I'm more complicated than I maybe lead on.
Oh, no, you're complicated. I'm just saying you're...
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm fine, yeah. If you... Yeah. You have a good idea where I'm at, I think.
I have a pretty good idea who you are, yeah.
He's a complicated fella.
Speaking of complicated fellas, it's complicated why he doesn't like me. But...
Well, you insulted his intelligence, so...
Not that complicated. That
might, I don't know why you think... I know you're Johnny Invested, you're Matlock. Do a little investigative work. I can find the root of where your relationship went sour.
I don't think it was. That was several years ago now. Matt LaFleur's in his third year. I think it's something Rodgers-specific. Like, I'm Rodgers' guy, and I'm against him because of the Rodgers versus... Goody/Murphy thing. That's why I think
it's insulting his intelligence is probably where you went.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
I questioned his credentials.
Yeah, he insulted his credentials, yeah. And by the way, Murphy and Goody nailed it. I think you owe Mark. I mean, it's not the perfect silos, which is what you told him. He got his head coach right, that's for certain.
That he did, although you keep telling us that Goody hired the coach, so which is not true. All right. Here's my question, though, and it fits in with my waxy buildup with the team president that I just referred to. What about in the locker room? Like, let's say you and Chewy were contemporaries.
Yep.
Did you cross over by a year?
We did not. He was released, I think, that summer. So we maybe were on the roster for a stretch.
Okay. If you have someone, and you and Chewy are fine, and we're having some fun with this, but and I know it's not you're not the type of person who's going to give us names, so I don't expect that. But did you have teammates?
First of all, don't just try to pin that on me. You don't give names.
I ask you all the time to give names, and you won't.
So don't make this like
names
oh,
more
Tausch
often than I
do.
Should.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, you don't, so, Jesse. Am I right?
My bickering buddy.
Am I right, though?
Can we modulate Jesse's song and make it into a hit rock song of My Bickering Buddies?
That's Dennis.
It or Josh DiMaggio. If you have somebody in the locker room that you genuinely don't get along with, because you and Chewy are fine. We're having a little bit of fun with this. Did you ever have those guys? And how do you deal with that? Because with 53 guys on a roster... I'm guessing there's one or two that you ain't going to like, no matter who you are. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah. So what?
So you just ignore them? Do you just like them?
You can.
Hey, buddy!
This is where our country has gotten sour, is the fact you don't have to agree. They're still in that locker room. I don't care if it's somebody that I couldn't stand or I didn't like how they lived their life, but I respected the fact that they were coming out and giving us everything they got because we were all fighting for one thing. I don't need to be best buddies. I don't need to go out and have Tito's and Coors Light with you. That's not important, but I'm going to respect you because I know how hard it is to get here, and you're going to be a big part of why we're going to be successful or not. I don't need to align with you on everything. That doesn't make you a bad person. Like, come on.
I'm not saying that you disagree philosophically on things. You just think the guy's a jerk.
Sure. Plenty of guys. Yeah.
So did you just not, like, because, again, that's not apples to apples with Chewy. And I know you're not going out for Thursday night offensive line dinners, although maybe there was an offensive lineman or two you didn't like that you played with that was in your room. Or did you love everybody?
There are guys that I wouldn't say, I'm not going to sit here and say there's anybody that I despised, but were there guys I liked hanging around with more than others? Yeah, of course.
Nobody that you felt about the way I feel about Billy Schrader, for example. There's nobody that rose to that level. He is my archenemy from my time covering the team. He's the one guy that we just really dislike each other still to this day.
More than Michelle Tafoya?
Ooh.
We never been on the... That's a good question. Because I have to admit, when I watch Sunday Night Football, I get irritated with her. I'm just not good at letting things go. Every time she comes on camera, Michelle Tafoya. And then she didn't even apologize when she had the opportunity to acknowledge she was wrong.
I love you guys.
Oh, man. All right. Billy Schrader, Michelle Tafoya, and apparently Mark Murphy at the rate I'm going. We will continue to see if we can track down Chewy so he can explain himself. I would like an answer to my previous question before we play Wonelli. And that is this. Why would right tackle be easier than either the guard spots? If you were making that argument, I don't understand.
It's not.
Less complicated?
I think obviously it'd be harder. Everybody talks left tackle, and deservedly so if you have a right-handed quarterback. Blindside, it's different. But... It is a physical, tough position to play. Like, you could find any Tom blank and blank off the street, and you could find somebody to go play wide receiver because it ain't the end of the world. If you get jammed up on the line of scrimmage, all right, we got three or four other routes. I can't put Wilde out at right tackle. You're going to get somebody killed. Wide receiver, you're
most
not
likely
get,
me first, you're and not, then my quarterback.
You're not going to get anybody killed. I could throw you at safety. You could never get in position and never make a play, and your team's going to stink, but it's not the end of the world. They can put you really deep, like a really deep safety. There's 5 to 6 other spots. To act as if O-line is the easiest to play and you could find any blank, blank, and blank to go out there and do it is insane to me. Matter of fact, I'd say because of the size needed and the skill, it is the hardest position and the one the average human could do the least than quarterback, running back, safety, wide receiver.
Did you just go blank, blank, and blank now for Tom, Dick, and Harry? Is that what you
I
just did
I blanked everybody. Yep.
With all due respect, blank you, Tosh.
I'm just trying to make Jesse's job easier, man.
That's what you're here
but
for.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
I totally do.
You're saying right tackle's the easiest because it's the front side. But you don't understand. You're getting hit and beaten around every play.
Is he saying it's the intellectually easiest?
That's not what he said. And that's insane, too. Like, that's just not true.
Offensive.
Defensive end is the easiest. Go get quarterback. Nose tackle. Plug two gaps. Oh, okay, great. Now, as an offensive lineman, I have to read. Well, if you do this, I have to go up to the next level. Or if this linebacker blitzes, I have to kick out and get this. If I'm a nose tackle, ooh, take two gaps. defensive end.
Is that your Neanderthal voice? Is that what that is?
If it's a defensive end.
The tackle running back.
I must kill the quarterback. Get to quarterback. If that's his argument, that's even dumber. No offense.
Me tackle running back.
No offense, Chewy.
Or to Neanderthals, for that matter. All right, we didn't really resolve that question. We will see if we ever hear from
Chewy. Well, Jason, you've been around long enough. What do you? I mean, you have to be in agreement with me on this.
I think pass rusher, if we're talking about the least complicated, less thinking, more just go get the quarterback, I think that wins.
For sure.
I think that's the intellectually least challenging of the you take kicker, punter, long snapper out of the mix. They're just different.
Or kick returner, get ball, go fast.
I could play right tackle.
Try not to get killed. Chewy can't play right tackle today. He's too busy doing whatever it is he's doing and not answering our call. What we will answer the call of is Woe Nelly. And that is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about.
Does look like we'll get our differences resolved today between Chewy and Tausch.
Doing you wrong, doing you wrong.
Unfortunately, I do have a host of audio files working on audio of us to be spooky. Just heard from Dennis in Nashville. He's working on it. He's a Grammy winner, you know.
I'm a joker.
Cool.
I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight.
Jesse won a lot of awards for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the crimson tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Hey, I got this email too. This is pretty good.
Is it really spooky or fooky?
That's,
oh my God!
That's 1,000 times better than what you did.
Spooky!
We might have to play that game again. That's how good that audio is.
Oh my gosh! That's amazing! Can you play that again?
Is it spooky or fooky?
That should be the new laugh when you get a trivia contestant to get it wrong.
That's pretty good, too. That's a good idea. I love it when we break new ground here on Wilde and Tausch. Thanks, Dennis.
Woe Nelly!
Something tells me that's not going away anytime soon. Sorry, Tony Palmer. We've got a new laugh. The Packers brought in a new corner, Quentin Dunbar. Practice squad, 29 years old. Where are we at with the corners here? What do we need to know about Quentin Dunbar? Does he have a chance to play this Sunday?
He does. He's on the practice squad, but now anybody, including Chewy or Tausch, would be eligible for the practice
put
squad.
Put Chewy on at right tackle. Get it.
No, I'm just keeping his options open. They are desperate. If Kevin King's not able to go, and they're making Isaac Yiadom available to us today, which I think indicates further that there's a good chance it's going to be Isaac Yiadom on one side, Yiadom if you got him, and the rookie first-round pick, Eric Stokes, on the other side. And not a lot of options after that. They'll have Shandon slash Chandon. I still don't know how to say his name correctly. Sullivan in the slot. And then the next guys that they have at corner, Shamar John Charles, Rasul Douglas, who was the villain in the first Batman movie with Bale, right? Rasul Gould. Rasul Gould. And then Quentin Dunbar. So, yeah, they're in some dire straits, for sure, at corner. No doubt.
Whoa, Nelly!
I mean, like, I feel like I still have more questions about that.
I'm happy to answer them for you, Jesse.
Well, I don't know. You. So, where is Jair Alexander at? What's the update on
him?
He's
on injured reserve, so he's definitely not playing this week. Kevin King did not practice yesterday. They gave him the old, we'll give him the week. We'll give him the week. And the last three times they've given Elgton Jenkins the week, Elgton Jenkins ain't played. So I don't think you should plan on having Kevin King to criticize. And by the way, it's not a tragedy. It's just a bummer for him. But the guy actually played well against a pretty good receiver in T. Higgins. Like, he didn't cover Jamar Chase a ton. But the guy, he finally gets back in the lineup, plays well, and now he's hurt again. It's not what you want.
Yeah, T. Higgins had about three drops in that game, if my memory serves me.
Well, he wasn't covering him on those. He was dominant.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, so we introduced the Facebook question of the day. Because we're on Facebook, Wildy and Tausch. Like us, follow us, whatever you do there. And I feel like
whatever you do,
I don't have a clue what Facebook is. That you follow on like Twitter, you get followers and you get
it used
retweets.
To be like, and now I think you can follow and like. So just whatever you want to do to get involved with us on Facebook, do it. Join our group.
Okay,
I don't know. But anyway, we got a bunch of Facebook questions that we haven't gone through. So I wanted to ask you guys a couple to kind of catch up with
just
some of
so
our
so for everybody
hits.
That listens, this is, I didn't prepare a Whoa, Nelly. I thought Chewy was joining us, so I'm going to dig into the archives and find questions from Facebook. That's what this really is.
Yesterday's Facebook question of the day, what single game in your lifetime has been the most stressful experience for you to watch as a Wisconsin sports fan?
In my life!
I asked that because I thought the Brewers game, game four on Tuesday, was incredibly stressful and it lasted like 8 hours. So, we'll go to Casey's response. Packers lost to Denver in Super Bowl 32. At the top of Casey's list.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Tausch, what comes to mind for you?
Just from a viewer standpoint, I think Wisconsin-Duke 015. Probably the one that irritated me the most.
It's a good one. Second half of the NFC Championship game in Seattle, where you could feel it slipping away, was interesting to watch unfold.
I got a question here, though, Jason, because this is unfortunate for you. You can't feel this stuff because you're not invested.
Correct.
So you can't even answer this Facebook question.
So for me, it's stressful from the perspective of a storyteller and figuring out how you're going to tell the story.
That sounds like a cop-out.
No, I'm just... You just told me I couldn't answer the question otherwise,
well, no,
so I'm telling you how I will.
This is strictly a fan's point of view. This isn't from a reporter. Okay, then, you just write the story, bro. What do you care what the finish is? You always say the story writes itself.
Right, but sometimes it's so like the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
The way it, all the different twists and turns.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there exactly?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah. A game that you played in your rookie year.
Yeah.
The Monday Night Miracle game.
Yeah.
Where he caught... He did what?
What is stressful about that, though?
So that looked like you guys were going to lose. It's a deadline game for newspapers. So it's a challenging time.
Deadline so it's game.
That's what's the stress.
But Mitch Berger fumbles the snap of a field goal that they should have kicked to win the game, right? Remember that? Then it looks like an incomplete pass, and Antonio Freeman gets up and runs for a touchdown. It's just crazy things happening at the end of games are very stressful for me. But I'm not a fan, so I shouldn't even be answering. Whoa! Whoa, Nelly.
No, I guess this is the part that if I'm you, I would feel sick because you never feel any of these emotions. Because you're not a fan. Only fans can feel this.
True.
But you just said you felt it.
I was trying to apply it to me.
Jesse, weigh in on this.
I think Jason could go deep into his archives and find a time when he was young and cheering for a team that he could share with us. That
sure.
was more
Game
stressful.
7 of the 1982
I don't get why
World
you
Series.
Can't be a fan of the Brewers, though. I understand why you're not a fan of the Packers. Why did you give up your fandom for the Brewers and Bucks?
I don't know. I don't want to get into a debate about why I can't cheer for teams. Let me just say this to clarify everything.
Okay.
I was taking the stress portion and trying to apply it to me. I apologize for trying to take part in our conversation, because you're right, I shouldn't be. I would also say this. It also, you said I should feel sick because I don't get to feel this?
Mm-hmm.
Some might argue that not having to feel the stress of what the outcome is going to be is actually a benefit
pull
to
it.
Me.
Pull it. This is a great pull that we just dumbed into.
Right? But fans are going to be replying, I don't experience the heartbreak, right?
That's such a bunch of... I just don't buy that. You're telling me the guys you cover...
I am
cover,
trying to be honest with you. I
understand.
I don't know why you feel...
I'm trying
to
be honest about how
you, basically.
I feel that you actually feel. And the fact that you didn't feel bad for Mike McCarthy and for the Packers in 2014 when the Super Bowl berth was right there.
That's not the question.
That is the question.
No, as a fan, when the Packers lose the NFC Championship game in 2014, did you feel bad for Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers, Jesse? Or did you feel bad for yourself because you're a fan and you wanted them to win for your happiness? You're not feeling sorrow for
he still
poor
was
Mike
rooting
McCarthy.
For the Vikings then. No, that was still part of his Viking.
No, I felt bad for me. That was my first year back cheering for the Packers. And as with most things, I worry
back.
Most
Great
about myself.
Back. Welcome back.
Yeah.
It is Jason, we're just never going to agree on this. But I do think this is a fantastic poll. Because fans know you're going to get ripped. Your heart's going to get ripped out of your chest.
Yeah,
I actually had an argument with Becca the other night as we were watching the
tier one Becca.
Well, she is my wife, so okay. Yes,
all right.
Above well, tier one.
She's a tier one wife. Polygamous
as opposed
Jesse Nelson.
To, but no, the Brewers game ended. She doesn't really like baseball, so she was already irritated. The game was like 4.5 hours long, and then I wanted to watch through the last commercial break. They were doing like Freddie Freeman was getting interviewed. The Brewers were watching the Braves celebration. She's like, "Turn this off already!" I said, "This is part of it. This is the experience. You watch and you feel what you're feeling watching them celebrate. That's part of it." And she just was very irritated with that.
You're going to cheer harder next year because you watch these fans cheer at us. You watch this, and this will make you a better fan next year.
Yeah. Yeah, it will.
Okay. Hey, I ain't going to tell you how to fan. I'm going to tell Jason he's actually a fan, but he doesn't think he is, and he's going to disagree with me. That's just how this show's going to go. That's just life.
And what did Becca want to do instead? Watch clickbait or something on Netflix.
No, hey, clickbait, by the way, I'm a couple episodes in. Pretty good little program.
Oh, it's good. And I got it.
Pretty good.
Made is what we've been watching now.
Netflix. M-A-I-D?
Yeah, Made. Oh. Good one.
Like Made in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll check in with Jesse's
well, I'm a fan. I'm not going to be a
habits.
Fan of that. I'm just going to watch objectively. And I don't want to be just getting too up and down on it.
What you do feel... is not the heartbreak, but the joy of Blue Mountains and knowing that your Coors Light is going to be cold.
That baby. Discussion with Jason, it made me need to chill. It made Jason need to chill, and it made Jesse need to chill. Probably everybody that was listening. Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. The mountains, oh, the Blue Mountains, they're on the Coors Light cold activated bottles and cans, so you know that it is chilled to perfection. That's why it's Coors Light that I choose when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
That's good.
We will wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Here we go.
All right, we're workshopping this poll question, and by workshopping, I mean I basically said what I think it should be, and Jesse typed it. But again, I don't want anyone giving up their fandom, right? I mean, the reason I have a job, the reason we have a show, the reason I have a team to write about is because of you, the fan, caring enough. That said, Jesse, where are we at on this poll that we're trying to come up with?
When it comes to fandom, Jason is supposedly an unbiased observer that saves him from stress and heartbreak, but it also deprives him of the joy of winning. Would you give up your fandom and the joy of winning to avoid heartbreak?
Because there's been a lot for Wisconsin sports fans, right? Like,
yeah.
Badgers losing to Duke, Packers losing NFC title games. I don't know, heartbreak from game four against the Braves. Heartbreak seems strong, but certainly disappointment. Tausch, who's going to give it up? That's why we love sports. Or you do, anyway.
It's not why you do. Nobody's going to give it up. That's the deal. You sign
Canyon?
Up.
Canyon?
No, because there's enough people that'll think like you and try to act as if it's, you know, they're not fans and they don't care. You don't do this for a living if you don't care. That's how I look at it.
I care about the people. I care about the storytelling. I care about you. And while right tackle may be the easiest position in football to play, it ain't the easiest to play Wildy and Tausch and be Tausch on Wildy and Tausch. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Oh,
have a great day.
Just texted me.
Oh, good.
Of course he did.